أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. فجعلهم جذابا إلا كبيرا لهم لعلهم إليه يرجعون. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began relating to us an incident in the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam when he was a young man, young boy, a teenager. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have blessed him with wisdom, we have blessed him with righteousness, with intellect. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that he asked his people about the statues that they were worshipping. And they responded that our forefathers had worshipped these statues and we are therefore clinging onto them and we are devoted to them. Ibrahim alayhi salam promised them that the moment they leave and they go out to celebrate their festival, then he will certainly do something to the angels, to the statues. So he made it clear to them that he is planning something against these statues. فَجَعَلَهُمْ جُذَاثًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the people left, the day of festival arrived, the day of their Eid, and the people went out to celebrate the festival. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the moment they did that, he remained behind. فَجَعَلَهُمْ جُذَاثًا. And he made them into pieces. Ibrahim alayhi salam took an axe with him and he went to the place where they had kept the idol, and one by one he began destroying, shattering and breaking these idols down until they were all in pieces. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he made them into pieces, he broke them down. إِلَّا كَبِيرًا لَهُمْ, except the biggest one of those. Now كَبِيرًا لَهُمْ, the biggest one of those of the idols, could either mean that it was big in size, or it was big in terms of the reverence that they had for it. So it was perhaps the main god, the main one out of them all. He left that one. He did not destroy it. لَعَلَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِ يَرْجِعُونَ. Why? So that maybe they could come back to it. So that maybe they could come back to the big one, the main idol, and find it with the axe. Because what Ibrahim alayhi salam did was, he took the axe and he suspended it from his neck. He hung it around the neck of this big idol and he left it there. He did this purposely. Why? So that they may come back and see the main idol with the axe suspended from its neck. May Allah grant us understanding.